Hey, mama girl. Welcome back to another episode of Prep and Lamb. Today, I want to inspire you. Once again, you know I love inspiring. Today, I want to inspire you to go ahead and start planning this family travel vacation for you and your family today. We are going to be looking at a cruise in June of 2026. A cruise in June of 2026 for you and your family, and we are going to be comparing it to if you were to take that same cruise in June of 2025, this year, like in the next few months, weeks, because we in April. So yeah, the next few months, couple months. We're going to look at it. We're going to look at the price difference because one of the things that I said, I told y'all if y'all were listening, and if y'all weren't, I'll tell you again, one way for you and your family to save on your family vacations is to plan ahead. So we're going to look at these numbers. We're going to look at these numbers on these trips, and we're going to see if what I said is the truth. And if it is the truth, mama girl, I'm going to tell you to book it. So go ahead and grab your popcorn, grab your water, grab your coffee, grab your tea, grab your snacks, whatever you need to have, and come on in here and let us have a good conversation. Mama girl, hey girl, hey, if you are new to the channel, welcome to the Prep and Land community. My name is Jamie and this is my channel, Prep and Land, and I am an IntelliTravel independent travel agent. This is where we talk about all things travel from prep to land, mama girl. I get you ready. I get you set so you can go and do all the things and create adventures for you and your family. And today, like I said earlier in this podcast, we are talking about planning ahead, planning our trips ahead so we can save this money. So without further ado, let us begin, mama girl. Let us begin. So listen, I said, what are families doing? Where are they going? I done told y'all, but I had to tell myself. I asked myself that question. I said, girl, how are families going on trips nowadays? And cruises are one of the top things that families are doing. So I said, let's look at a cruise in June of 2025, and let's look at that same cruise in June of 2026 and see which one is cheaper. So I went on over to my website and I found one. I found one that I know I would want to go on. So I'm going to share it with you. It is with Royal Caribbean on the Adventure of the Sea. Listen, this is a 6-night cruise. You hear me? A 6-night cruise. Let's talk about this itinerary real quick. Okay, so on day one, of course, is your embarkation. If that makes sense. You coming on the ship. You coming on the ship and you leaving from Orlando, Florida. Okay, day two is a day at sea. Day three, you are in Jamaica and you're there from 12:30 p.m. to 7 p.m. You got there late, so you get to stay there a little bit later. Isn't that cool? Day four, you are in Grand Cayman. Day five, you are back on the sea. And day six, you are in Perfect Day at Coco Cay, the private island of Royal Caribbean, okay? You get to spend the whole day there and have a blast. And then day seven, you are back in Orlando, Florida to disembark. Disembark and gone back home. Listen, that itinerary alone has me excited. I know you excited about that thing too. But let's talk about the trip. Let us talk about the trip specifically. More concerning, let's look at this room. So when you go on Royal Caribbean with you and your whole family, this is based off a family of four. So if your family is bigger or smaller, we can adjust it and make it work for you and your family, okay? Disclaimer, I said it. Let's move on. So for a family of four, what I recommend is a suite, okay? I do not recommend a regular standard stateroom. I recommend a suite. Why? Because in the suite, you get a king-size bed, which has been two twin beds that have been brought together. They put a mattress on top of it, called it a King Fabulous, okay? You also get a sleeper sofa. You get a balcony. You get the safe. You get the smart TV. You get a vanity. And you get the bathroom. And the bathroom and the bedroom itself are both bigger than the standard interior room, ocean view room, and balcony rooms that you would get if you went with the standard room. And you also get a nice little closet for you to be able to put your suitcases in, your clothes in, and have the stuff out your way, so it's not going to cause cluster in your area. Okay, so I recommend a suite. A junior suite is what I recommend, but if you want to go big or go home, you can do that as well, mama girl. We love all the things. We love all the things for you and your family. And like I said in a previous video, I talked about cruises and cruise ships and the suites in general. They have rooms that have specific things. So if you want to do a suite, say in the spa area, you can get discounted rates there at the spa, and you'll have your own private access at the spa as well. So those options are available for you and your family. Okay, so we talked about the room. I said do a suite. Now let us talk about the ship itself. Let's talk about the activities on the ship and off the ship. Okay, on board you have many activities to choose from. Okay, for my adventure seekers, they have the Flow Rider. And if you are not familiar with Royal Caribbean, and do not, y'all excuse my dog, he just rude shaking, just rude. Anyway, if you are not familiar with Royal Caribbean, you're not familiar with what they offer. Flow Rider is like a little, it's like a surf simulator. So you get to learn how to surf on the sea, which is pretty cool. And they also have like a little rock climbing wall that you can climb, and they have the twin slides that you can race down. The area that they're in is called the Perfect Storm, and you can actually get on them and race down with your friends, see who wins. Real fun for my adventure seekers. For those who aren't necessarily into the adventure, y'all just want to have a good time, they also offer an ice skating rink. Now who knew that you can ice skate on the sea? Royal Caribbean did. In fact, they did it. They have an ice skating rink on the Adventure of the Sea, and you can learn how to ice skate, or you can just go see one of the shows, the little ice skating shows. So fun for you and your family. And they have so many other great activities to offer you and your family. You can go see shows, you can go see productions, the game show, all the things. Listen, there's stuff for the kids to do, stuff for the teens to do, stuff for the adults to do, so y'all can do the stuff together and y'all can do the stuff separately. All the things for you and your family to have an enjoyable time on the ship. Now off the ship, excursions galore, okay? When you go to Jamaica, you can go bamboo rafting, you can go inner tubing and exploring in Dunn River Falls, and you can even go swim with the dolphins. Listen, the activities galore in Jamaica, and we love this for you and your family. And not only that, when you go to Grand Cayman is more of a relaxing, more of a catch your breath on land experience. So listen, you can go swim with the stingrays, you can go have personal encounters with the sea turtles, and you can go relax and enjoy yourself at the beach, okay? That's what you can do at Grand Cayman. And then at Coco Cay, perfect day at Coco Cay. Listen, this island is dedicated to make sure that everybody's desires are catered to, okay? We've got wave pools, we got pools galore, we have water slides, we have splash zones, we have zip lining, we have beaches for all types of vibes, we have adult-only areas, we have children-friendly areas, we can get there by walking, we can get there with the tram, and the majority of the activities and food and all the things is already included in the price of your trip. Yes, mama girl. Already included in the price of your trip. So nothing extra has to come out of your pocket if you don't want it to. Girl, we love this for you. Ooh, we love this for you. Ah, I love this for you. Ah, I do. Now, we've talked about all the things. We've talked about the activities. We've talked about the different, the room. We've talked about the trip itself, the itinerary. Now, let's get down to the nitty-gritty and talk about the pricing. Now, if you were to go on this trip, if you were to say, you know what, mama girl, I can't wait. I must go on this trip in June of 2025 to pay for this trip. And just the trip alone. This does not include gratuities. It does not include trip insurance. It doesn't, travel insurance, it doesn't include any of that. To pay for the trip outright, just the trip alone, is $8,190.08. $8,190.08. Yes, I said it three times so that you know I'm for real. Listen, that's a lot of money for a lot of people, a lot of families, to just pay outright, immediately, do now type of experience. That's a lot for a lot of families. So $8,190.08 is just, it's not necessarily feasible. But if you wait until June of 2026, okay, if you wait until June of 2026 and you go through Royal Caribbean's website, you can pay for your trip for $7,802.64. Let me pull up my calculator because I want y'all to see what the math is doing, okay? So $8,190.08 minus $7,802.64. You are looking at a $387.44 savings. $387.44 savings. And that is just waiting for, to, instead of going in June of 2025, going in June of 2026, and you save $387.44. And that is with you booking yourself, okay? And in that price, of $7,802.64, you are paying for your trip, you're paying for your gratuities, and you're paying for your travel insurance. Okay? $7,802.64 pays for your gratuities, your travel insurance, and then the cost of the trip in general. And that includes with the that includes your room, that includes the complimentary food that comes with it, the complimentary beverages that come with the trip. All of that is included for the $7,802.64. The child care, all of that's included for that price, okay? That's great. That's great. But but if you use my services, instead of paying the $7,802.64 that you would be paying should you decide to go ahead and book it through yourself, you would be paying $7,226.64. And what does that $7,226.64 include? I will tell you, that includes the price of the trip. That includes your gratuities. That includes your travel insurance. And that includes me. It includes me, mama girl. Listen, I will be there from the time you book the trip until the time you come back home to make sure that there are no hiccups, to make sure that there is nothing deviating, nothing stopping, nothing dampering the mood of your trip as it relates to the trip itself. Mama girl, I am here in your corner supporting you, making sure that you are making sure you have all your documentations, making sure that you are making sure you have all the items that you need to have a wonderful, enjoyable, pleasurable experience, all the things, hassle-free experience, okay? Hassle-free experience. That's what you get when you get me. And I'm less. Less than you just booking it through Royal Caribbean yourself, mama girl. How much less? Listen, if you take the $8,109.08 and subtract the $7,226.64, let's do it. You are looking at $963.44. $963.44. That's $1,000. That is $1,000, mama girl. Okay. That's you waiting. That's you waiting and saying, you know what? I'm not going to go June 2025. I'm going to go June 2026. That's also you saying, you know what? I'm not going to book it myself. I'm going to have Jamie girl help me out. And that includes your gratuities. That includes the price of the ship. That includes your travel insurance, and that includes my services. $7,226.64. Now, mama girl, I done got myself all where I got myself all excited. I needed to calm down just a lot of bit. But I know you're saying, Jamie, now listen, that $7,226.64 is beautiful. However, I don't have a total of $7,226.64 just sitting in my bank account waiting for me to say, here you go. I don't have it right now. So do you have payment options? And the answer, mama girl, is simply yes. Yes, we do. Let's talk about them. So you can always pay the $7,226.64 in total. But if you need that payment option, I have one for you. Like I said, you can pay a deposit of $1,000 plus go ahead and take care of your insurance, which is $250. So you'll be paying a grand total of $1,250 today. And that takes care of your deposit and it takes care of your travel insurance. Now, with that, you can either go A, set up monthly payments for the monthly payments to come out automatically from your account, or you can go B, pay whenever you want to, however much you want to, as long as the final payment is done before 90 days before the trip departure. Listen, both of those are available to you. You have the pay in full option and you have the payment, the down payment option, and then either pay as you go or make payments. And if that's not good enough for you either, if you need another option, I also work with FlexPay. If you are not familiar with them, they are a crediting service that will pay for your trip and then you just pay for it. You have to be approved and then you just pay for it over the course of X amount of time and you'll pay the amount that they tell you that you'll have to pay. We can see if you qualify for their services, and if you do, you can use them to pay for your trip. Listen, those are your three options. Pay outright, pay with a deposit, or see if you qualify for FlexPay to pay for your trip. Mama girl, $1,000. I'm just saying, $1,000. Isn't that awesome? Yes, listen, I'm inspired, I'm motivated. I'm telling myself we doing this thing. That's what I'm telling myself. And you should be telling yourself that too. It is possible, mama girl. It is possible to have adventures with your family. It is possible to travel and have fun and do all the things with your family. And even consider making your travel arrangements, planning them ahead. That way you can save on them coins, mama girl, and use those coins for wherever you need to use them for. Listen, if you are saying, Jamie, plan this trip for me. Plan it so that we can do the things and have the money saved and all the things and just have a good time. I can help you. Go ahead, go over to my website, www.prepandland.com. Reach out to me, say, Jamie girl, plan this for me and mine. And I'll say, okay, girl, let's do it. Let's do it together. That's exactly what I will say. Yes, again, go over to my website, www.prepandland.com. As always, mama girl, I want you to choose to make life an experience and experience the life that you choose. Don't just exist. Live. Until next time, mama girl, peace.